At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, March 28th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look towards some postseason basketball in college hoops, but no, not the NCAA tournament. We have to wait up until the weekend here for March Madness to determine the Final Four, but luckily we do have some NIT semifinal matchup here tonight, a doubleheader kicking off in Las Vegas. So make sure if you're going to the game, you stop by the South Point or Circa before or after to celebrate and get a ticket for no matter what side you play. But looking toward this matchup here tonight, guys, game of the night, we have Utah Valley and UAB tipping off at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN2. And currently UAB is listed as a 3-point neutral site favorite versus Utah Valley with a high total of 151.5. Now going into this matchup, Utah Valley is 28-8. They just took down Cincinnati 74-68 in the NIT quarterfinals, covering as a 2-point home favorite. On the flip side, UAB, 28-9, just handled Vanderbilt 67-59, easily covering as a 1.5-point road favorite. So what have we seen across the board here for this NIT semifinal? And reminder, NIT, I can guarantee you can make the same amount of money in the same color green as you would on the NCAA tournament. So don't scoff at the NIT. It's something to get down on and take advantage of. And it looks like the market is leaning toward UAB in this matchup. UAB opened as a short 2-point neutral site favorite. We've seen UAB get steamed up now to -3. According to our VSiN.com bet splits, currently 74% of bets, but 85% of the money is backing UAB in this matchup. So it kind of tells you you're getting a majority of public bets, but also a lot of respected money as well with a +10% low bets, higher dollar, smart money discrepancy here. KenPom does have UAB winning this game by 2 points. He's got them ranked higher, 44th in the country versus 64th. You have a good kind of buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS play as well, where UAB is just 17-18-1 against the spread this year, so they haven't covered many numbers, versus Utah Valley, who's 24-9 against the spread. They've been great covering numbers here. So public who has either bet on UAB and really hasn't gained any traction here will be questioning whether to bet on them tonight. And then bettors who have taken Utah Valley probably remember them covering at such a high rate, so they'll be a little bit biased toward wanting to back Utah Valley in this spot. But to me, as a data-driven value better, it's always really more important to try to buy low on the team that doesn't cover versus the team that does. And you also look at Utah Valley. Maybe this is the end of the road with their Cinderella run. I actually laid the points with Utah Valley against Cincinnati their last time. They played a great game. But they have been a dog throughout this NIT tournament. New Mexico, they're getting 5.5. Colorado, they're getting 4.5. Obviously, they won both those games outright. You look at UAB, they've been favored in every game. -8.5 against Southern Miss, -14.5 against Morehead State, -1.5 on the road at Vandy. Again, they were true home road games before you got to the NIT semifinals here. So basically, the market maybe has been pretty respectful of UAB here, not as much with Utah Valley. But UAB is just a different animal here. If you look at one advantage, obviously offensively, averaging 81 points a game versus 77 points a game for UAB. Again, KenPom's got him ranked higher and expecting him to win by two. Jordan Walker, who is the leading scorer for UAB. If you haven't seen this kid play, he is electric, averaging 23 points per game. Also, if you look at the NIT favorites, just chalk in terms of winning these NIT games, favorites in the NIT are 17-9 straight up, 65%. And since 2014 in the NIT, favorites are 177-82, 68%. So we've seen kind of these chalk favorites do well in the NIT in general. And we do have this pretty good line move toward UAB, -2 up to -3. So I'm looking at UAB on the money line here. Just saying win the game at -160. That's my play. And also keep an eye out for the total. It opened at 152 at some shops. You're down to 151.5. You are getting a majority of bets and dollars, around 70% on the under here. UAB is 3-0 to the under in the NIT. Utah Valley is 2-1 to the under. It's a neutral court. Again, we have had true home courts up until now. So now you're in Vegas, neutral court, always a good sign for an under. You actually saw what an incredible run we've seen unders, even though they've tailed off a little bit, still hitting over 60% in the NCAA tournament with these neutral court unders. Again, unfamiliar sight lines, backboards, rims, benefits a lower scoring game. Also, adjusted defense. Both these teams are top 50 in college basketball in adjusted defense here. So, looking toward the move toward UAB, this is a UAB money line play for me at -160 and a little bit of a lean on that under. I'd love to see if you like the under 151.5. Let's see this thing get juiced up, start to fall to 151, 150.5. It's trending in that direction. Again, leaning under here, especially with a neutral court. But I got to back UAB in this spot. Better team. I think the Utah Valley might finally meet their highest opponent here thus far. So I'm back in UAB on the money line in the NIT semifinals at -160.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in the NIT. There's a doubleheader here, obviously. So we have two games. Just hit on Utah Valley, UAB. Now the game that is tipping off a little bit earlier, 7 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas. We have Wisconsin and North Texas. 7 o'clock ESPN. Currently, North Texas is listed as a 1.5-point neutral site favorite versus Wisconsin with a very low total of 115.5. So going to this matchup, Wisconsin is 20-14. They just edged Oregon 68-61 in the NIT quarterfinals. Let's see here. Let me double check that score because I think I might have gotten that score right. That was 61-58. As I meant to say, in the NIT quarterfinals, winning outright as a 1.5-point dog. On the other hand, North Texas, 29-7. They just upset Oklahoma State 65-59, winning outright as a 4.5-point dog. So across the market, we haven't really seen much movement for this one. It opened North Texas -1.5. It's pretty much stayed -1.5. But if you look a little bit closer at the percentages in the juice, looks like some liability on North Texas here. So a couple shops are -1.5 at -115 toward North Texas. So next move to me is incredibly important. Do we see North Texas tick up to -2 prior to game time? Obviously game day, you have limits that are raised, big bets coming in. I always love late movement. Ideally, it's in your favor. Always gets you excited and confident. If you place a bet and you see that line go toward you in those last waning moments here, it tells you respect the money's in your favor. Never a good thing if it goes against you. But a couple juiced up toward North Texas. Maybe like it might go to 2, but then also using our VSiN.com bet splits, only 46% of bets are on North Texas, but they're taking into account 60% of the money. So that's a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split, basically a contrarian play. Republic is slightly on Wisconsin. Obviously Wisconsin is a big name program, North Texas, smaller name school. So you kind of have that public bias toward a big name school. Wisconsin, they're the biggest name school left of the four teams in the NIT. So you have kind of that bias toward the Badgers here in this spot. But KenPom actually has a pretty good edge on North Texas. KenPom has North Texas winning by 3 points. So if you're adding up these pieces to the puzzle, a little bit of juice to North Texas. So on the one hand, like if you look at the number, it's, -1.5 opener, still -1.5. But you got to dig a little deeper. A little bit of juice toward North Texas, good low bets, higher dollars on North Texas, and then also a good KenPom edge, North Texas winning by 3. He's got North Texas ranked much higher as well, 33rd in the country versus 62nd. I also saw a stat that Bart Torvik, who's similar to KenPom, advanced analytics guru, he has North Texas as a top 15 team in college basketball since the month of February. So they've been playing really good hoops. You also have both teams about 65 points per game on offense, but the difference is North Texas defensively. They're only giving up 57 points per game compared to Wisconsin giving up 64 points per game. You also have field goal percentage advantage for North Texas, 44% versus 42%. Three-point advantage, 36% versus 34%. And free throw advantage, that's huge here, 75% versus 69%. That's a big plus 6% difference here. You get into a really tight game, making your free throws is huge versus a team that maybe doesn't here. So 6% increase in free throw conversion rate for North Texas. Also, in terms of the total, it's a low one. Obviously, we talked Utah Valley UAB 151.5. This one is 115.5. But notably, we did see it tick up a little bit. A bunch of shops opened 115. Now you're up to 115.5. Public is hammering the over. 80% of bets on the over. I think they just say, hey, that thing is so damn low, it's got to go over. But I would just be a little wary. You know, it's a lean over to me just because we did see it tick up a little bit. So you got to respect the market that has gone up a little bit. But this is going to be an epic sweat if you're going to take the over, because you have two of the slowest teams in all of college basketball. In particular, North Texas is the slowest tempo team in all of college hoops, 59. They're slower than Virginia. That's 59 possessions per game. Wisconsin is the 22nd slowest, 63.4 points per game. You also have North Texas, just fantastic adjusted defense, 22nd. I wanted to mention that, but looks like we got some respected money going North Texas. Again, the market's telling you to go over here, but you know, for your own sanity, it's just tough for me to take an over. Even though the number is so low, it's probably set low for a reason. You know, you get a 54 to 50 game, something like that. Again, the market's going over, but it's just hard to sweat an over with two of the slowest tempo teams in all of college basketball. But this is a North Texas play for me. Again, not much based on just a quick glance at the -1.5, still -1.5. But these other factors and indicators are really leaning toward North Texas here, playing pretty good basketball, again, since the month of February. So I'm looking at North Texas on the money line at -125. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. For more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I'm on both games in the NIT. I'm going UAB on the money line at -160. I like that move, -2 up to -3. I'll just say, hey, money line, win the game. And we had that great stat on NIT favorites, 65% straight up this tournament, 68% since 2014. And then I will be going North Texas, as we just mentioned, on the money line at -125. Better defense here. Better offense as well. Good KenPom edge. Pretty low number there. Give me North Texas to win that one. But then also, got one more for you. Let's go to the NBA. I'm going to take a shot on the over 227 in the Celtics and Wizards game. This game's tipping off at 7 o'clock tonight. We saw this line rise just off the opener. It opened at 226. Now you're up to 227. So seeing a little bit of movement to the over. Currently 82% of bets, but 92% of the money is on the over here. So you got a lot of respected both public support and heavy wise guy support. Also, you look at 82%, you know, on a Celtics over here. Remember, the public isn't really betting these games. You have the lines come out the previous night, but they're not really betting the NBA, you know, games, you know, at 6 a.m., you know, now that we're talking about this game now. So they're going to bet these games when they get home from work. So 82% to me isn't quite as public at 6 a.m. as it would be if this was still 82%. You know, at 6:30 p.m., 12 hours from now, because again, public is going to bet this game later in the day. So just to keep an eye out for, as a contrarian better, if you get worried by 82%, just remember that tickets are still pretty low right now, and the public really hasn't had their say. But I do like the adjusted offense for Boston, number 3 in the NBA. Washington is number 21. So good offense, bad defense. Celtics are actually big favorites here by 11.5. Boston is 5-2 to the over, their last seven on the road. Both teams are 3-2 to the over their last five. These teams last met in late November, or I think it was November or December, but it was a 130-121 win by the Celtics. So hopefully you get quite a few points in this one as well. Jason Tatum should be back. He missed the last game with a hip injury, so your best offensive weapon should be good to go. The Wizards are 20-15-1 to the over at home this year. Celtics are motivated to get the one seed. They're two games back of Milwaukee. Actually had a quote from Malcolm Brogdon saying, hey, we want that one seed. So I think you get some motivation to play well in this spot. And then also specific to the Boston Celtics, this is a value play over for me on Boston. The Celtics, when they're in a game with a total of 227 or less, which is what you have now, 227, they are to the over 23-12. So really good offensive team. You know, the Celtics have a total of, 230, 235, those higher totals. You know, it's more of a coin flip to go over. But when you have these lower end totals, which 227, when I was first betting on sports back in, 2009, 2010, that was about as high of a total as you get. You had totals around like 200 or 195. Now 227 really isn't considered that high of a total. You look at the board today, we have like three other games that are like 235 or higher. So to the Celtics in particular, when they have a 227 or less, again, 23-12 to the over, 66%. So I'm taking a shot on Celtics Wizards over 227, along with UAB on the money line, minus 160, and North Texas on the money line at minus 125. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, March 28th. But reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN right now to help you make smart bets. We have Major League Baseball returning here on Thursday. Cannot wait for that. Excited to sweat MLB every day. Obviously, we're getting closer and closer to the Final Four. We have the NFL Draft right around the corner. We have NBA in full swing, NHL. So with so much going on right now, let VSiN make your life a little bit easier. We'll give you all the insights, data, information, advice, best bets to help you make as many smart bets as you can. Easiest thing you can do to get more VSiN in your life, get introduced to VSiN, sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You'll wake up every single morning getting that newsletter in your inbox, getting you excited for everything that's going on in the betting market that day in particular, and of course letting you know what's going on at VSiN. We'd also love for you to become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe, become a pro member, only $19, our MLB promo, your first month of service, all the best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall from our great team of writers, as well as those great DraftKings percentages, letting you know where the public is and the smart money is for every single game. And of course, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can also catch my other pod. This is the appetizer. The main course is the Market Insights podcast. Usually comes out around 3 o'clock each afternoon. So stay tuned for some updates on numbers and a few more best bets for the day. But enjoy the sweats. Have fun with the NIT tonight. If anyone's in Vegas, again, stop by the South Point. Go to Circa, and then you can sweat the game there in person at the, I believe it's the Orleans Arena. I'm Las Vegas here tonight. So have a great day. Good luck, everyone. Be back at it this afternoon for the Market Insights pod. But as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.